everybody. This is Mike Zumo from the Man of Screen Podcast here with my second pick in the Two True Freaks Justice League comics draft. For those of you who saw my first pick of Captain Marvel, I said that I went with both the combination of power and intelligence, or in this case, wisdom. Captain Marvel brought kind of a well-rounded power set to my Justice League, and now what it needs to complement that is some additional brain power and additional tactical support, let's call it. And, you know, a pretty good detective. One good at sniffing things out when they need to be. Obviously, with Batman off the board early, and who wouldn't have expected one of the Trinity to go early, and the elongated man having gone earlier in the round. Actually, that doesn't really matter. I wasn't going to pick the good Mr. Dibny anyway. My second pick in this draft is going to be Robin. The third incarnation of the character, Tim Drake. And what he lacks in superpowers, he makes up for in intelligence. Tim Drake is computer savvy. He is very smart. I haven't looked at the official DC Comics stats in a while, but he could be a genius level intelligence. And he was one hell of a detective very early on. I mean, before he even hit puberty, he had figured out who Batman and Robin were. Just from a few pieces of evidence, just from seeing that Dick Grayson, who saw his parents killed at the circus and was adopted by Bruce Wayne, and then seeing Robin show up shortly after that, that was enough for him to figure out who Batman and Robin were. And then he later figured out Robin was Jason Todd as well. I mean, Tim didn't necessarily seek to become Robin, but he did not shy away from the challenge at all. And he continues to not shy away from the challenge, and Tim Drake would not shy away from this particular challenge either. I mean, he has shown the ability to lead superhero teams. He was one of the key members of the late 2000s Teen Titans, and you know something? He is a loyal friend. How many friends of yours, if you died, would put you in a tube filled with fluid and try to bring you back to life? Can you think of any of your friends that would do that for you? I can't. I don't have any that would. So right there, you've got loyalty, you've got intelligence, you've got one of the top heroes in the DC universe, if you ask me. And it is a goddamn sin what has happened to him since Damian Wayne has appeared on the scene. There are certain characters that you cannot create another version of without undermining one that came before. For instance, Wally West in the 90s and the post-Christ era was the Flash. But you brought Barry Allen back and you undermined Wally. And that same thing that happened to Tim. Grant Morrison created Damian Wayne and he undermined Tim. And the DCU has not been able to find a good place for Tim yet. But Tim is a team player. He's a good team leader if you need him to be. And I think he is a solid pick for my Justice League. So that's my pick. Number two, Robin, Tim Drake. Thank you to everybody, and I'll see you in round three.